This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Hello, America. Hello, 53 countries. Folks, I'm going to be doing some Romans 13 expose. And the modern version of what that defines out to be. And I'm going to expose it. I'm going to dismantle it because I want to tell you something. This is not an embellishment. This is not a fabrication. What you're being taught today, scripturally, contradicts. It is antithetical, stands in direct contrast of the Word of God. And I'm going to be exposing Romans 13. As a matter of fact, let me tell you what Patrick Henry said. He was a son of liberty, by the way. He said, Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I his Cromwell, and George III, treason, cried the speaker, may profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. That should give you an idea as to those that actually obeyed the Word of God. These were the guys, our forefathers were the guys that told us that we are to resist tyrants, and that is the definition and exhibition, embodiment of obedience to God. That's exactly right. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's just how it is. The bottom line here is, friends, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. I have to hit a couple things before I get to this. Because here again, we have the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, doing what they do best. And that is playing the hypocrite, the pretenders. You've all seen, I'm sure, Tommy Loren. And she's a girl that the networks are using because she's a pretty lady, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And of course, the networks have chosen to use pretty ladies with empty heads. And this just happens to be one of them. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tommy Loren digs the hole deeper. She said, listen carefully, and again, I care not for her opinion, I care for law. She said, overturning Roe is religious judicial activism, and it's unconstitutional. Now, when you take that to the modern attorney who goes to law school for 4 years, do you realize that attorneys are coming out of law school and they still do not know where law came from? I mean, when we're based on the Mosaic Institution, that should be some sort of a flag, and it should be some sort of help for them to understand where they should be making reference to. If it's the Mosaic Institution, well, we know that Moses received what? The divine law from God, the moral law, the two tablets of the law, God's Ten Commandments. Well, they don't know that anymore, no more than Tommy Loren knows anything about law. What she is doing, friends, is she is making reference to modern precedents set by those that have actually sanctioned the innocent of the murder in the womb. If you remember rightly, William Blackstone was one that helped establish our country along with Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke. And it was William Blackstone that had said, no enactment of law can be considered unless it conforms to the law of God. And again, common sense comes into play here. Thou shalt not kill. Isn't it interesting, Tommy Loren? Isn't it interesting, those that advocate abortion? Isn't it interesting, they advocate abortion after the fact that they've been born? And then they want to decide on the life of the unborn. How does that make any sense? And we know it all took place in 1973. If you were listening to concerning Roe versus Wade, if you were listening to Coach Dave last week, Roe versus Wade has never been enacted as law. Did you hear what I said? It's never been enacted as law. That's all they have to do is promulgate the message and broadcast the message, and then everybody believes it's so. And how does that fly in the face of the 94% in this country that declare that they don't believe the state-controlled media? And I'm talking about 1973, folks. There was a little credibility within the media back in the day, right? But look at this modern day, the modern version of a conservative, Tommy Loren. Hey, folks, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in government in the next. And here you have a self-proclaimed conservative journalist who's acting like a useful idiot. What's the difference between her and what she complains about when she calls them the left? I mean, she's talking out of both sides of her mouth, folks. When we go back to U.S. Supreme Court, Tony Scalia, he said the Constitution contains no right to abortion. Of course not. But what have Americans put up with? Well, they put up with the likes of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and other criminals on the bench because they believe that they're somehow above the law. Again, nothing further from the truth, friends. Remember when Ruth Bader Ginsburg was talking of Roe versus Wade? She said, frankly, I'd thought at the time Roe was decided, right, as if to suggest that they're God. And keep in mind, a judge's job is to simply discover God's law and apply the law, not to become a legislator or to become an activist from the bench. But that's what you put up with, America. But listen to what she said again. Frankly, I had thought at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. Really? You mean like the blacks? Like the Hispanics? Exactly. And how do they justify it, friends? Well, they say, well, you know, we want abortions because of rape or incest. Hey, folks, 1%. Well, we want to have an abortion because of potential health problems with the mother or child. Really? 6%. Well, let's just call it for what it is, because the truth's going to come out in one way or another. And here it is, and this is the truth that they don't want you to have, America. 93% of abortions in this country are for social reasons, unwanted or inconvenient. As a matter of fact, since 1973, the American people in this country have tolerated abortion because corrupt judges, corrupt representatives have said it was okay to do so. So they disobeyed God and they took on their king. Okay, that means to enslave them. What did Edmund Burke rightly say? He said that kings become tyrants from policy, not law, when subjects become rebels from principles. And that's why we're in trouble today. I'm going to expose some more on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley, double E, okay, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, D-E-A-N, on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to jump over to our YouTube page, we just uploaded a couple more videos this week. We got another one coming up before the end of the week, might I add. We already added one. The other one's coming up hopefully within the weekend here. Just to set that record straight, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. And check those out. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 2 hours, please do. We're going to be talking about Romans 13 and the distortion of the message. Folks, completely up on its head, completely backwards from what Scripture states and teaches us is exactly what they're teaching in this country today. If you want to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I wanted to highlight some more things on the Sons of Liberty Media.com because this kind of explains and exposes pharmaceutical companies for what they are. The medical industry, westernized medicine, not all of it, but a good portion of it, friends. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, Johnson & Johnson forced to pay, listen carefully, $4.7 billion as jury finds they knowingly gave women cancer with baby powder. Of course they did. Of course they did. Folks, it's not about health. It's about the longevity of illness. It's about keeping you on the payroll for the pharmaceuticals. I mean, look to vaccinations, friends. We can go on. The list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. But going back to this, Johnson & Johnson forced to pay $4.7 billion as the jury, the American people, find that they knowingly gave women cancer with baby powder. Interesting. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, leading the U.S., no longer allowed. Says who? Unless the IRS lets you go? Really? Whoa. That's something to be sought out, isn't it? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Are black Americans waking up to the manipulators in government such as Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, and the list goes on? Because black Christian leaders across the country are calling out the likes of those that are manipulating the black population. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. A video catches Arizona legislator caught doing 95 miles per hour, and he receives no ticket. You want to know why, friends? This is why they do the things that they do, because of legislative immunity. In other words, here, let me translate that for you. Because he thinks he's above the law. Really? He's there to serve we the people. He's there to magnify the law against crime, not to violate or transgress the law. Folks, he's there to magnify the law. He's there to magnify the law. He's there to justify the righteous and to condemn the wicked. But when he's caught transgressing the law, somehow he believes that he has some sort of congressional legislative immunity. And the reason he does that is because the American people let him do it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, normalization of pedophilia goes mainstream. Child molesters are now rebranded as minor attracted persons. Well, let me tell you something, perverts. I want to tell you something. God condemns your thought life, not your actions. He condemns your thought life. He condemns the choices that you make when you take on sodomy, first and foremost. To the lesbians and the homosexuals, your lifestyle is not a sin. It is an abomination in the sight of God. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. So if you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God, you do so. You might want to take some time to read Exodus 22, and it might be good for you to understand that Jesus said it's better for them if they offend a little one, a child, it's better for them to take a millstone and put it around their own neck and cast them into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Now, I want to tell you what daddies all across this country and what they'll do, because they know that the courts are no longer, for a good portion of them, delivering justice. Okay? You touch people's kids in this country, I just want to let you know, in many of the people that I know across the boards, you don't have to worry about calling the cops, because that's going to be the end of you right there, first and foremost. Secondly, if you get past that, you're going to get into prison. And when you get there, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but it's not tolerated in prison. Now, that's a sad scenario, isn't it? Those that call themselves law enforcement in this country, those that call themselves judges and representatives, folks, they're giving passes to these pedophiles. They're giving passes. They're soft judges when it comes to their crimes, and they're producing hardened criminals. They're actually advocating more crime when it comes to these pedophiles. In many cases, it's because they're pedophiles, okay? Just for the record. But it's interesting to note that they overlook the crimes of pedophiles, or they just simply slap them on the hand. But when they go into prison, like an individual was busted, what was it, a month and a half ago? Well, they found his dead body inside of his cell, and he was castrated. Isn't it interesting they have to go to prison before they're dealt with? Why is that? Again, because this is a reflection of what the American people tolerate in this country. And there's no excuse for it whatsoever. I wanted to say something, too, because we see a lot of what's going on with this former FBI agent. We see people grilling him, as we're told. And I got many articles on the same topic on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com right now. I just want to let you know, again, It's nothing short of circus of politics. I know many people, again, going back to Trey Gowdy, because Trey Gowdy, again, delivers absolutely nothing but big talk. And for those that have not caught on to Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz and others, and those that were grilling this former FBI agent this week, just keep in mind, friends, no one's going to be prosecuted. You know that, don't you? This is nothing more than a show. All brought to you by those that are appeasing you. We call them the American appeasers, America. You want to know why they're not delivering justice? Because the American people are not demanding it. The American people are not demanding justice, therefore, that's why the American people, so I can explain to you and give you an understanding as to why it is that you're losing your freedoms, America, because you're no longer the law and you're no longer demanding justice. You're simply entertained by the likes of Mr. Gohmert, the list goes on, Jason Chaffetz, again, the list goes on, Daryl Issa, and big, bad, do-nothing Trey Gowdy. And why you do that to yourselves, you're gluttons for punishment, and you're setting yourself up for your own demise. Keep in mind, justice guards our liberty. And you can rest assured, friends, with all this grilling going on, it's nothing more than WWF at its very worst, and it's the circus of politics, period. I had to highlight that, and I'm going to bring up one more point before we get to Romans 13 and the distorted message that the perverse church in America is giving today. They are not the church, and also keep in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did, and that's what got him crucified. I want you to understand with this new pick of Donald Trump, Mr. Kavanaugh, he said that on Roe versus Wade in 2017 speech, he said it was a freewheeling judicial creation, created out of thin air of unenumerated rights. In other words, they told you something that did not exist. And because you drank the Kool-Aid, I want you to understand, America, and you might want to look to Manasseh if you think God's just going to overlook it. You've got another thing coming. But you might want to go ahead and understand that 18 states in the United States of America, the equivalents of 18 states and their populations have been aborted since 1973. Okay? That's terrible. That's shameful conduct. And here the American people are putting these self-proclaimed conservatives up, condemning folks, condemning anybody that would advocate bringing a complete stop to abortion in this country. If that doesn't bring you to repentance before a just and a holy God, friends, I don't know what does. I really don't know what does. I was going to also highlight Kavanaugh was also hired by none other than Alina Kagan. And for those that did not know who Alina Kagan was, Alina Kagan is a radical lesbian. Before she was brought to the Supreme Court, bench, she never judged a case a day in her life, but she's known for queerifying Harvard, just so you know what you're dealing with. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A British opposition leader is criticizing President Trump for failing to meet with any real people during his visit to the UK. British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, speaking to Sky News, says he only met with government ministers and the Queen.
That is not an effective visit. He didn't visit any communities, didn't meet anybody.
Trump also played golf with his son at a Trump course in Edinburgh. Sunday he flies to Helsinki for his summit with Putin on Monday. President Trump says he'll discuss the Russian intelligence officers' hacking of Democratic Party computers in Helsinki, but Congressman Gerald Nadler is among Democrats urging the president to cancel the summit.
We now know the Russian military intelligence is hacking the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. It was trying to throw the election to Trump.
Senator Mark Warner says if the summit does go on, which the White House says it will, the indictment should be a top priority. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You have us as the number one radio show across the country right now. We appreciate that. Out of 82 different radio stations on GCN, I can't do that. You can do that, and you're doing that, so we appreciate it very much. I want to go over to our topic today. And the topic is Romans 13. Now, I want to tell you what provoked this, and this will explain everything. My cousin sends me this article in a local paper, and it tells us, apparently, according to this author, that we're supposed to just submit ourselves to authorities, good, bad, or ugly. And I know that the professed church, and I mean professed church in this country, had taught the American people the same exact thing. I want to tell you, first and foremost, friends, untrue. Completely untrue. The headline on this article is, "The Scriptures Teaches Us to Submit to Authorities." Jerry Richman from Valley City, North Dakota. Now, he goes on and starts to tell us about a pastor who went to a Trump rally, and while everybody was praising Donald Trump, she was going the other way. She was the one that was following the Christ, is what she was doing. And This was just on June 27th. And this is what he said. He said, too bad the retired Lutheran pastor didn't stay at home and study scripture instead of making a fool of herself at President Trump's rally at the arena on June 27th. She would know what the Bible says, he said, about those in authority. And then what he does, they bring up Romans 13. Now, when you go to Romans 13, friends, and I'm going to do that real quick here for you. It's interesting because, and I could save a whole lot of conversation by just saying what I want to say. But I know people love to be fed. So I'm going to feed you, and I'm going to explain it to you real good. I'm going to explain it to you. Well, when we go to Romans 13, verse 1 through 7, it says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Who are the higher powers, friends? Then it goes on, for there is no power but of God. It's God, okay, friends? The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not, this explains to the good folks, authorities, as they call themselves, and to the bad and corrupt, they're not authorities, friends. They need to be resisted, okay? For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister, magistrates are the ministers of God, America. They're appointed by God. If you go to Williamsburg, on the East Coast there, it's interesting to note that the colonies were ruled by ecclesiastical law, which is common law. It's called the canon law, okay? God's Torah, okay? And keep in mind, the minister that's appointed, that you call magistrate, you need to keep in mind that he's appointed by God. And I also want to let you know that God didn't appoint a corrupt minister or a corrupt magistrate to become a tyrant over his people. Just to be clear. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Okay? Now, going back to this letter again, and the headline again is, the scripture teaches us to submit to authorities. By the way, many professors in America, Christians, hide behind this because they don't want to stand against corruption. Okay? Nobody does. But I want to tell you something. You ignorant individuals that don't know your left hand from your right hand when it comes to Scripture, because you didn't do what Christ commanded by knowing the doctrine, and you didn't study and show yourself approved unto God to know the difference. So I want you to understand that when we hear people tell us to just submit to authorities, good, bad, or ugly, I want to tell you what, you're just simply hiding behind the excuse because you don't want to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. And I want to tell you why you don't want to fight the good fight of faith, because you don't have the faith, okay? The greatest demonstration of faith is an exhibition of your faith. So I go on. He said, after he misquoted Romans 13, 1 through 7, he said, let me go over here. It's kind of screwing around here with me, friends. He said, he gives again the scripture reference, and he said, for because of this, you also, then he goes on and on. Okay, so he said, he ends his article with enough said. So I get a phone call from someone that said to me, Bradley, are we supposed to just submit to corruption in this country? No. And by the way, this also reinforces my message of we love good government. But if they're out of hand and they think that they're going to rule the roost and replace God with themselves, I'm going to be the first one to tell you they have another thing coming. We don't bow our knees to the flesh like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay? We just don't do that. Because if you don't bow, you don't burn. Period. We're going to get to that in just a moment. I want to go over, because I was reading the book of Acts just yesterday. And I've been reading it for a while here now. A couple days. A while to me is I read a book probably every 3 days. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, whatever the case is, I usually get them done in 3 days if they're longer books. But if you go to the book of Acts, and you see in chapter 4, and you read 2 through 20, I want you to listen carefully, okay? Especially to those that have been taught that in this country, we're supposed to just bow our knee to those that call themselves the government, good, bad, or ugly, okay? Being grieved that they taught the people, speaking to the apostles in Acts 4, verse 2, and that they preached through Jesus the resurrection of the dead, and they lay hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day. For it was now eventide. Okay? And who is it that laid their hands on them? Corrupt magistrates. Okay? Who's responsible for... Oh, let me ask you this. Who are those that killed those that you know as being martyrs? The state. Nobody's murdered more people than the state throughout history, America. Okay? So those that laid hands on them were those that called themselves the government of the day. And it wasn't just the government of Herod. It was also the hierarchies in the church, the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. It goes on. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes, doctors of the law, and Annas and the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. For what reason, friends? They wanted to take down Peter and John. They didn't want the word of God being proclaimed, okay? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and the elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he was made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, and by him doth this man stand here before you whole, that this is the stone which is set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. And then in verse 12 it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now listen carefully. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it, saying, what should we do to these men, for that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it, said the rulers, said the religious hypocrites. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name any longer. Sound familiar, America? Because it's exactly what you're seeing today. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John, and said unto them, this is what Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge you. For we cannot speak but the things which we have seen and that which we have heard. Really? Wait a second. Did the apostles... Peter and John just say, whether it be right in the sight of God to listen carefully unto you more than unto God, you judge. For we cannot speak the things which we have seen and heard. Yes, that's exactly what they said to him. I thought we were just supposed to submit to authorities. Now, wait a second. If we go over to Acts 5, this is where it starts getting awesome. And I mean awesome, friends, because I love it. This is where liberty is found. Not in your excuses, but in your obligation and duty as you keep the precepts of the Most High God that have been given unto you. When you go over to Acts 5:14, This is where it starts, well, for a better way of saying it, folks, getting really hot. Things are starting to get out of hand, okay? And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by them may overshadow some of them. Now, folks, when I come back, I'm going to bring you to the indignation of the high priests and the rulers of the day, and I want you to see who sends in aid, friends, because it completely contradicts 100% of what you hear in the professed church in America today. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You know, it's so interesting. These people are so emboldened to dummy down the professed church by teaching them that which is not true in any sense of the word when it comes to Romans 13. The lines are wide open. Folks, you have us as the number one radio show right now. Where are all these people that are across the boards teaching the American people opposite of what Scripture teaches? They boldly and effeminately teach it to their many congregations, which are dwindling across the United States of America, which, by the way, is another part of judgment. But when it comes to confronting those that know the difference, I'll tell you what, they're AWOL, they're MIA, nowhere to be found. I used to be on Christian radio alone in one radio station out of Minneapolis, a Salem Communications Network. And folks, I'm telling you what, broadcasting out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, in sharing the Word of God as to what it says in action, by the way. That city, along with St. Paul, didn't know how to respond to it. So the only thing they could do is sit back and be quiet. Because it's not what they're teaching the congregations. And by the way, we're broadcasting right now out of 1530 AM live into Minneapolis, St. Paul. I mean, how many of you self-proclaimed pastors are teaching your sheeple to submit to the wolves when it's unscriptural? Now, I'm highlighting right now Romans 13. And the way they teach it and the way Scripture teaches it are two different stories. Let me get back over to Acts chapter 5. And I want you to listen because it starts to get hot here. It started at 14 and then we're going to 33 right now. It tells us that believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some. And there came also a multitude of the cities round about unto Jerusalem. In other words, they were gathering a lot of attention. Okay? And religious hypocrites don't like that. Neither do corrupt magistrates. Okay? Because the church's job is to expose corruption. And by the way, that's what the media is supposed to be doing too, but you see that they need to be exposed for who they are as well. Okay? The prince of the power of the air is at work. Read Ephesians 6:12 when you get a moment. But it tells us that then in verse 17, chapter 5, then the high priest rose up and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees. They didn't believe in the resurrection, okay? And were filled with indignation. Now, who is it that came after the apostles and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison? But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand, speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Whoa, wait a second. Whoa. Did you just say that the Lord sent an angel to deliver Peter and John from prison? Did you hear what I said? And yet you have the professed church in America telling you that you're to submit to corrupt magistrates, to tyrants, to demigods. No, you are not, in any sense of the word. And to prove the point, God had to divinely intervene, and He does. This is what it says. Verse 19, Acts chapter 5. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Wait a second. We were just talking about in Acts chapter 4, 2 through 20, how they didn't want the disciples talking about Jesus Christ or the resurrection from the dead. And who was it that was attacking them? Well, the hypocritical church, right, of the day that claimed to be the seed of Abraham. And who else? The magistrates, that of the Herodians, okay? Now, it's interesting to note that Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt government doctrine, and beware of the Pharisees, religious hypocrites in their doctrines of hypocrisy, where they make the commandments of men to make void the commandments of God. How does that line up with what you're being told, America? But yet we have this dummy teaching young people, and whoever's reading this paper out there in North Dakota, that apparently this pastor, this Lutheran pastor, maybe she should go home and study her scriptures. Doesn't she know that we're supposed to submit to authorities? Yes, godly authorities. But in this country, you also need to keep in mind that we are the government. And as long as we're ruled by God, we're not going to be ruled by tyrants. And that starts out on an individual basis first and foremost. Okay? Just wanted to make clear. Let's go back to this. Acts 5. How does this fly in the face of what you're being taught today? Verse 19. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, "The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within." The response of the high priests: "Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, 'Behold, the men who you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people.'" Now, I want you to pay attention to what kept corruption down at this next verse. In verse 26, chapter 5, Acts: "Then went the captains with the officers and brought them without violence, for the corrupt..." Folks, the corrupt church and the corrupt magistrates feared the people lest they should have been stoned, because they knew that God was with Peter and John, so much so as to send forth an angel and to deliver them from prison, because corrupt tyrants didn't want the church doing their job. Do you understand? And it's happening today in America incrementally. It's happening in America today, little by little. And I want to tell you why it's happening. Because too many people are opening their ears to some whore or hireling from the pulpit rather than going home and doing their own due diligence. And by the way, this is just the tip of the iceberg while I dismantle the lie that you are to just submit to authorities regardless if they're good or bad. Completely untrue every step of the way. Every step of the way. Well, if we go over to Acts chapter 12, it gets better. Oh, it gets better and it gets better and it gets better, friends. And when we go there, I'm going there right now, friends. Live radio. It's interesting that when we go over to Acts 12, starting at 1, it tells us, verse 1, "Now about the time Herod, the corrupt king..." By the way, Herod was responsible for beheading John the Baptist. Can anybody tell me why he beheaded John the Baptist? He beheaded John the Baptist because John the Baptist, that faithful prophet of God, the greatest of all born of women, was reproving King Herod for his evils. Did you hear what I said? But again, according in contrast to what you're hearing today in America, you're not supposed to call out their corruptions. You're not to protest them. You're to throw off the very meaning of what you're called to be, friends. Protestant has meaning, Protestant. You're not supposed to do that. Really? Nope. I want to interject this thought. We love good government, but when they act out of their scope of authority, we protest them. We lawfully remove them. That is the church's job. That is the church's job. "Now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, he killed..." Who? He killed the brother of John, Zebedee, you know, the sons of thunder. He killed James. You want to know why he killed James, friends? One of the apostles? Because he saw that it pleased the religious hypocrites of the day. So what's that work? What's that work here, friends, is corruption, and the foxes tying the tails one to another because they want absolute control over all of the people, and they do it together. By the way, politicians all day long, prospective leaders on a global sense, I'm sorry, prospective representatives on a global sense, what do they always do? On a global scale, forgive me, what do? They always put themselves with the Pope or some religious leader. Why? Because they want absolute control over all of the people, both functions, folks. The king and the church. And I want to ask you something. Who are the prophets continuously sent to rebuke? The kings and their corrupt government, and the hierarchy in the church and their hypocrisies. Every single time. What do you see being played out today on a global scale, America? Both. They're in play today. We need to get this right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.